Good morning. Thank you. Mr. President, I am Zakithi Sibanze from the Rural Women's Assembly, speaking on behalf of SETIM and PBI, and also in the name of Paulo Goss from MAB, La Via Campesina Brazil, who had ticket for October but could not make it here today due to the unilateral rescheduling of the 10th session. With regards to Article 4, we would like to compliment some of the issues brought by my colleagues from the Friends of the Earth International. The broadening of the definition of victim to affected communities is necessary to make sure communities can access specific rights related to the potential violation, such as the rights to be informed of the proceedings and the legal assistance. The Inter-American of the African System of Human Rights already recognized collective rights and groups and communities as legitimate parties. Many countries from the Global South have a legal framework protecting environmental rights and rights from indigenous people. For instance, Brazilian national policy on the rights of peoples affected by dams, which recognizes the rights of affected individuals and communities. A possible compromise will be to include both the term victims and potentially affected individuals and communities, as proposed by Cameroon, South Africa, Palestine, Colombia, Bolivia, and Brazil, a change that would need to be harmonized throughout the whole of the draft. A concrete example is the sinking of the neighborhoods in Maceió, Alagoas, Brazil, a crime committed by the TNC Braskem's extensive rock salt mining. Over 200,000 residents have been affected since the ground began collapsing in 2018. This led to widespread damage, the destruction of 5 neighborhoods, and the displacements of thousands of families. Another extreme human and environmental crime in Brazil is the tailing dam collapse in Mariana in 2015 caused by BHP and Vale, many years after the crime that destroyed Deodos River and affected the coast of Espirito Santo. The local communities are still dealing with the damages and the losses, making it very difficult to classify all the victims. In Swaziland, my country, among many other examples, 23 years later after an asbestos mine was closed, which was owned by the corporate Turner and Newell, the people of Bulembu still cannot access their farmland because they were squashed into small pieces of land. Their children cannot play freely outside because the open cast mines were left open and they are still at risk of asbestos poisoning. This directly affects health, food security, and livelihoods for rural communities. In all these cases, it is evident that affected individual and communities is a much more appropriate concern to classify the extent of the damage of the crimes and to achieve justice for all. Thank you.